Welcome to Unwired. This is Robert coming to you after all this time off, and it really wasn't off. I've actually had a million ideas in mind, a million recordings I shoulda, coulda done. But we put that in the past, and we just focus on the now. And now I am using a Syncoe Mic D2 microphone. Giving it a try. It's a shotgun microphone, and it's about a half a foot from my mouth, direct on. I'm just curious as how it sounds. I may move it around later. I don't have any headphones on right now to hear the output, but you know, I'm just curious as to how it sounds. So why the long layoff? We all know that sometimes life intrudes on a passion, and I was just busy with work, doing a couple of installs for some facilities, as well as took a road trip to do some specific work. We were running a pretty big show, and we had to go set up for it. 3.5 days to set up, 1 day to tear down for a one-day show. Well, a day and a half in two facilities. Out in Colorado. It was a lot of work, loading, offloading, loading, offloading trucks. And, but I always get to work with some great people. It's always fun to go to new places. My first time out in Colorado, it was very interesting because we went from Tuesday being at 71 degrees to Friday and Saturday being in the 30s with snow. It rained in between that as the temperature dropped. But Friday and Saturday, it snowed, and then on Sunday, it's 60 degrees. It's the weirdest thing. Weather is rebelling. So just wanted to go over some things. Now, I wanted to do a show on purpose, because you guys know the book, Purpose Driven Life, but this is a show on purpose. What drives you to do what you do? And I can honestly say that I love working in the industry I'm working in. I get to do new things all the time. It's very rare I do the same thing day after day. But I wanted to find, now that my hobby has become my work, for those of you who don't know the background, I really started out in computers. AV was always a hobby to me. Computers. Started out in desktop support, moved up to network support, virtual machines, and networking. And AV was always a hobby. It's something I did on the weekends. I managed a group, so we dealt with a lot of audio-video equipment. I learned a lot with working with those guys. And then one day I realized AV and networking is basically synonymous now. You have all these new technologies that allow... initially, it started out being point-to-point with network cables, you know, AES-50, a couple of the other direct protocols, AVB, and these are usually just direct connections using network cabling, category cabling. And then they started to say, hey, let's just share this stuff over the network. So you have... Dante, starting out with audio, now they've branched into video, NDI with video, and now there's SMPTE 2110. So all these routable technologies now is so different. I really wish AES-50 were routable because we have some long runs we have to do and it becomes complicated. But if it were routable, you could just have a couple of switches in between for boosting and man, makes such a difference. But with all these networkable technologies, my worlds have combined. So now when we deal with purpose is how do I take a step back from constantly being ingrained in what I do, whether I'm editing, doing a podcast, doing work, you know, just constantly being behind a computer. And one of the things I wanted to dive into was just making music. You know, buying a device to just make music. And what I discovered is, after knowing how to do what I do for so long, and just building upon my knowledge, starting out from scratch with something is a daunting task. Not to be afraid of it, but the question becomes, how do you find out how to do what you want to do? And I wanted to do it on a budget. I had some criteria. I didn't want to have to invest a lot in a device. I wanted to be able to be mobile, so as I'm moving around, or I don't want to be tied to a desk with a computer. I mean, that's the whole purpose, to get away from being behind a desk to do recordings. I love that with the drone, but the drone is more of a work-based thing. Even though I could have fun with it, it's really more of a work-based thing. So you go out, you're in the air, you're just out getting some footage, and that's fun. But now, what I wanted to do with music, I just wanted a device to make some music on, something I can enjoy, not something I'm trying to profit off of. But I found it to be daunting because there's so much technology out there. And when you try to dive into it, even though people have starter videos, they're always starting with a ton of gear. So what they'll show you is, hey, this device works real well as long as you have all this other gear. And there's very few devices that I found that really work well on their own. In fact, I bought a few, and after trial periods, I had to return them because they weren't able to accomplish what I wanted to do at a good price point without tremendous frustration. Like a sequencing, a polyphonic sequencing device. Oof, that was complicated. It was very small, hard to create the type of music I wanted to create, which is just more of a free-form style of music. And so I had to constantly upgrade to higher-priced equipment, until it got to the point I was like, let me take a pause, let me figure out what I want to do. And you may say, oh, well, just get something secondhand. I did. I got a couple of things secondhand. And it just didn't satisfy me. When I'm trying to do the sequencing, what would happen is, if I made a mistake, it was very hard to recover from it. If I couldn't find the right sound, how you go through all the menus, and it just wasn't fun. And what I realize is, a lot of these devices really are made to connect to other devices. You can do a fraction of what you need to do on one, or you need to spend money, thousands of dollars. You can get away, like the Akai MPC line, even though they have different ranges. What I found was, for what I wanted to do, not only do you need to have sounds already, you have to invest in sounds, but you have to have the device to line it up properly. You know, I've always been fascinated with sampling. There's a song by Stetsasonic talking all that jazz, and they talk about sampling. A sample is just a portion of my method, a tool. That's one of the lines in the song. But I get to watch these guys and they sample, or there's a website, Who Sampled. You can listen to a song and find out how they pulled a sample from something else. And it's amazing. And then there's other songs, like Outkast has a song from a while back, Spotty, Dotty, Oddy, something like that, where apparently they couldn't sample anything. So everything they did was from scratch. But it's an amazing song. And so I just wanted to try my hand at it. Once again, no pressure. I just wanted to give it a try. But I found it to be difficult to jump into that genre without some background knowledge or spending the money. And honestly, I just don't feel like spending money now. There's so much money that has to be spent on work stuff. I just didn't feel like spending it on something that wasn't profitable. I know what you're saying. Bringing yourself some joy is profitable, but there's frustration to begin with, just getting things right. And I want to spend the money the right way, so I have to do some more research. But I've decided to also, once again, we're talking about purpose here, get into DMX lighting. But this has a common theme to it. There's so much to learn, and none of it really comes cheap. So how do you go about doing it? You already have work and business, and with DMX Lighting, you could tie it into your work. Yeah, I can tie it into doing events or whatever, whether it's something as simple as just setting up a par light and knowing how to adjust the color, or whether it's setting up something a little bit more complex. Now, you don't have to spend a lot of money to get into DMX. You can get inexpensive boards under $100, those knockoff boards you can find on various sites. And you can get lights for $40 a piece. Rockville Audio sells a whole line of lights from as cheap as, I think, $20 to as expensive as a couple of thousand for a set of lights. So you have a bunch of options there, as well as you can make it profitable by having it at different events you do, whether you're just doing a quick DJ thing or you're doing something more complex. And what I've found is, for me, my purpose is I don't want to go too cheap. I already have a couple of inexpensive controllers, and I don't find them as fun. They're fairly easy to set up. But what I don't like is when you switch between scenes, because you don't have motorized faders, things are all over the place. So they do have software-based ones. Some of them require subscriptions. I'm trying to stay away from that. And the software-based ones have a leg up. I mean, they do require a laptop, but I have laptops. That's not a big deal. And the software ones are, I won't say easier to program, but gives you a bit more flexibility in terms of creating shows and being able to recover them fairly easy, creating scenes and chases and different things. So I did get an iPad device from American DJ, and I have yet to try it out because, like I said, I was on the road. So going back to the theme of purpose, you realize there's very little in life, even when you're really skilled, that you can do without having a purpose. Me specifically, having a purpose encourages me to be even better at something, whether it's setting a deadline or setting a goal. Where I struggle is with forcing a goal. Some people are able to go out and just create from a blank canvas, whereas I can't. I need some criteria, and then I can create. So having a purpose-driven life, trying to figure out how to do it without external forces is sometimes not easy. But it will... It does cause you to really think through your processes and think about what you want to accomplish. Think about where you want to go. Sometimes it drives people crazy where I need input to come to a decision. But I need to know what someone's goal is. If I go into a situation and they're asking me, hey, I want to set up my studio to record. But what do you want to record? I mean, we can do a lot of different things, but what is your purpose? What are you trying to accomplish? That way you won't be disappointed with the results when they don't match up with your vision of things. One quick story. I used to have a boss who, it took me a while to figure out how to work with him because I like for my work to be done properly the first time. And what would happen is he would ask for something. I would understand what he's asking for and create it and give it to him, whether it's a chart or a diagram or programming of something. So I would do that and give it to him. And every single time, oh, no, this is all wrong. I needed you to do the X, Y, and Z, blah, 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 blah. And I would constantly be saying, but you never asked for that. So the purpose you gave me, I provided for you. But the problem was you're not able to articulate your purpose properly. But what I learned was because he wasn't able to articulate properly, what needed to be done was I would just take a little time write up something simple that didn't take a lot of effort on my part and give it to him. And at that point, once he saw what I provided, based on the criteria that he gave me, he would recognize, no, I needed X, Y, and Z. And then once he told me that, it's perfect. So the problem really wasn't with what I was delivered. The problem was with the purpose that he provided to me was not the purpose he actually wanted. And until I realized that he needs to better articulate the purpose he was trying to achieve, I couldn't help him. And so rather than get upset with myself for failing constantly, I realized the problem really wasn't me. The problem was with how he articulated his purpose. So when I encounter these situations now, I learn not to get disappointed in my first efforts, but understand that knowing what the purpose is, I can achieve anything knowing what the purpose is. And so my goal is to always find out, whether it's a client, whether it's family, what's the purpose? And if you don't understand the purpose and you're getting upset at the results you're getting, let's figure out what the purpose is. What's your purpose? So as you go through the rest of your day, the rest of your week, try to figure out what is the purpose of what you're doing. And if it's hard to articulate, maybe it needs to be ground down a little bit. Figure out what your purpose is. Doesn't matter what, whether you're cooking a meal or you're in this industry trying to install something, knowing the purpose helps you figure out what you need to accomplish the job. So that's my definition of a purpose-driven life. Hey, thanks for listening. Subscribe, share this with your friends and your family. We'll get back into more tech stuff. Man, I got so much tech stuff going on, especially getting into DMX. I had some great conversations at NAB. Oh, yes, I need to talk about NAB 2024 and all the things that have been released. I need to talk more about the new technology I'm going to pursue. Now, this is going to cost money, but when I figure out how to do it properly, it'll be a benefit to not just myself, but all my clients. So stay tuned. Keep in touch. Don't forget you can email me, write to me, Twitter me or whatever, if you have any questions about it. And keep an ear out for another episode. Thanks.